Wrestling Podcast.
Let's fucking dance!
As you can see, obviously last podcast we had a full house, but obviously Mex and NK couldn't make it this time, but they'll be back. They'll be back pretty soon.
Blacks is on his way.
Blacks is on his way. We are literally 2 weeks away from WrestleMania.
Mess fucking noise! I can't believe it.
Mercedes and May made a debut last
week. Mess fucking noise!
Will Ospreay's restoring the feeling.
Mess fucking noise!
Sami Zayn and Gunther done a contract signing.
Make some noise.
Yota Tsuji won the New Japan Cup.
And
plenty of stuff to talk about, man. Kenny Omega also shout out Jay and John Cena. John Cena gave him the shout out as well. It was proper nice to see online. Plenty to talk about. Before we talk about that, we've got the usual intro. It's Full Show Nafi, formerly known as VHS Bappy, to my left.
When I say go up, you say daddy. Go up,
daddy.
Go up,
daddy.
It's a strong style rating, leg drop hating, big back Robin, because Jericho loving son of Gunji, boy, Dolboy, aka Soldy Lee, aka Swave Wyatt, aka Riz Jericho, aka John Strowman, aka Swave Wyatt, aka L.A. Swift.
Yeah.
A.K.A. I'm not going to lie. God forgive me if I bust my night. And to the left, we got...
It's your boy, Ola. Known as Tamura. Known as Tyson Ola. Known as the owner, CWH. Mm-hmm. You might see me in Shoreditch with your bitch. Mm-hmm. Or you might see me in Loading Bar with the millions.
And millions.
Chills. If you smell what the man them are cooking.
Jeez. And to his left, you have the main event liver,
champagne sipper,
big bat driller, baby face killer, laps back again, wrestling's podcast. You know the vibe.
Yeah, Zersky. Hey, the question I've got for you guys here, because like obviously when I was on podcast today, I was looking at my crepe collection and I was saying to myself, if I had to put one crepe in my crepe collection, yeah, to make into a wrestling boot, what crepe would it be?
That's a mad question.
Immediately, I thought of the Jordan 4s.
Yeah,
I was just thinking.
Oh, a white pair of Jordan 4s. And imagine that as a wrestling, because obviously you've seen the likes of like Nike and Mbappe. Nike have basically turned the TN. And also thought about Hook turning the Air Force 1 into a wrestling boot as well.
Mm.
So I thought about the Nike TN as a wrestling boot. That didn't really sit well with me. Mm. I've seen the MS-95 as a wrestling boot. Have you seen them?
Is it?
They didn't really sit well with me as well. But I was looking at Jordan 4s and I was like, imagine the Jordan 4s as a wrestling boot. Epic, man. Even
the
Jordan
11. The sole would have to be a bit smaller though.
Yeah.
The soles are quite thick.
Sort of thick, yeah.
I was thinking maybe... like a high version of the Yeezy 350s.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
They're quite slimline anyway, so I thought that'd be cool. Yeah. Trying to think what else. Jordan 6s would be good.
Yeah, Jordan 6s. Infrareds.
I think Jordan 3s would be good as well, because even when they're mashed up as well, they still have potential.
Yeah. Obviously, like you said,
the sole would have to be a bit smaller.
You have to cut that down.
Yeah. I think Jordan 3, yeah. As a high boot, yeah, I think that'd be cool.
MS 97s with a bubble.
I don't know.
Hit and miss.
You remember Miz? I don't know if Miz still does. He got the Prada
America Cup. Yeah. I don't know how he wrestles in those.
Same.
They're not comfortable at all.
They're uncomfortable.
They're not comfortable. Unless he wrestles like a size, he has a size up in wrestling. But
what about the Balenciaga arenas?
The arenas.
These ones?
Not the sock ones.
No, I hate the sock ones, bro.
Isn't the arenas, what's it called? The ones that used to see F-boys right at uni? Arenas are the F-boy trainers.
Oh, yeah. I know what ones you're talking about.
F-boy
trainers.
They'll be good at
wrestling,
though.
I guess so.
Isn't it? No, not the low one, but the high one. No, that's the F. That's the F-boy crap. That's F-boy crap. What about you, though?
Black Air Forces.
Black Air Forces.
Think wise, Black Air Forces. Dakota Kai.
Does she?
Yeah.
So there's Jada Parker.
Jada Parker as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. It makes sense now.
No, but as a boot though. Yeah. Would be sick. No, think more of that as a boot. I hope already done that.
You know what? Mm-hmm. There is a variation of the Air Forces where it's like they come out every winter or something. They're like
winterized ones.
Those will be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean any random crepe, but you transform it into a wrestling boot. Not that it's a boot already.
Okay.
So imagine you got Tim's. Yeah. And you made that to wrestling
boot. Tim's, you know. I mean, to be fair, Shad did that already.
Yeah, Shad
and JTG.
Yeah, that'll be sick. JTG. Let me ask in the comments, man. What crepes do you think will be good as a wrestling boot?
Yeah.
As well. Hmm. And that even goes down to even Predators. when in Predators, where football has a wrestling room. But as in, forget the studs themselves, but I'm saying in terms of like the actual thing, man.
I'm sure there's like wrestlers that have like football gimmicks that have worn like actual foot, like Evan Lee.
Shout out to Evan Lee.
Big up Evan Lee, man. Where's
the kick pad? Kick pad, yeah, on top of it. Actually, like a shin pad, bro. Cool, let's
How's the man doing anyway? Like, how's everyone doing?
Yeah, man, we're good, you know.
Having a decent week.
How you guys feeling? The sun's going down later now.
Do you know what? Long gone are the days where it's 3 p.m. and it's just pitch black outside,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
I like it.
You like it?
This guy was a fox in your It will be 12 a.m. and Ola will message group chat. Yeah, I'm going for a walk.
We'll go for a walk
quickly, man.
This is it.
That's what you go, bro.
Let me not say that before someone comes to track you, bro. What do you want, bro? They'll come and track you, bro.
That's tomorrow.
This guy's walking to Nekastan, fam.
But yeah, I got how are you guys?
I'm good, I can't complain. I'm all right, man.
Good, man. I got an email today from the lovely Fanatics. There's a new code. And this code gives you 50% off on all championship belts. That is big.
Ooh.
Never been done 50. Before. 50%.
50. Wow. Repeat it again. Because they didn't hear.
This is until midnight next week, 31st. So the code is WWE Champion, all in capital letters. Please click on the link in our description to go and grab that belt. 50% off. So the belt is £100. You're getting it for £50.
That's
crazy. £50. Guys, go there now and go and grab it. Click on our link, by the way. Don't go on the WWE website, by the way. Just click on the link in our description. Put the code in 50 and you'll get that 50% off, man. Also, guys, 16th of April, Colour Factory, we're in the first steel cage match in Hustle Wrestling history. I'm honoured to be commentating that. I'm sure you're honoured to be announcing the match as well. You guys are honoured to be seeing it as well. So yeah, guys, grab a ticket for that, man. Be sick. And anyone else?
Basement Grooves. Basement Grooves, 31st of March. Make sure you grab your ticket. It's a free event. It's our monthly Sunday fun day. Party alternative kind of a stuff, you know. So if you want to just come and chill with the man,
also
then
celebrating
I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating my birthday. Black's celebrating his birthday as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. Like, if you want something that's completely different, like, you know, you don't have to queue up. You just want to come and chill, drink, eat, play some games. See, it's not me today. It's not me today.
I kept quiet as well.
It's not me today.
No, because your legs nudged bad, bro. So
you guys are fools. Yeah, you guys want a party alternative and you just want to come and chill with the man them. A place where we don't have to talk about wrestling, you just get to chill with us.
Yeah, that
then please come through. The 6th and 7th of April, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, some of us will not be attending WrestleMania, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to still watch it, but we're going to watch it with you guys.
Yeah.
You guys. So please make sure you grab your tickets within the bio. We have night one tickets, night two tickets, and we have combo tickets as well. So if you buy tickets for two nights, it's obviously going to be cheaper than buying separately. So please make sure you guys go into the description and grab your tickets. Whee! Sam Brakata.
Are we going to do a competition?
What, to give away tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
So guys, let's do a competition now. So we're going to basically pick out random guys, comment on the video below, let us know, just basically write where you're from, the area you're from, if it's London, or Mozambique, Cape Town, Rome, write around the description, write in the comments, and after we'll pick a winner at random. Yeah,
I can't, we have to be guided, because if they're from Mozambique or Cape Town, if they can't come, then...
It's EU only.
That's silly.
Write your favourite wrestler, man. Or let us know
if you are from London and you want to come to a watch party but you haven't yet bought a ticket.
There we go.
Yeah, bro. You haven't yet bought a ticket, then please let us know who your favorite wrestler is. Say you're from London and then your favorite wrestler, and then in the next episode we will pick a winner and we'll give you a ticket. A
combo ticket.
We'll give you a combo ticket for both nights. So
yeah,
that's the competition rules, is it?
Yeah. Yazerski.
We got Sam Blacks in the building. That's introduce yourself.
Squid up. It's your boy Sam Blacks, Mr. Controversial, Underdone, Vicious Top 5, Dead or Alive, Big Man.
Mr. 150 million percent.
What's that?
Chips.
I'm good, brother.
Cool. Mr. 150 million percent. So the stairs upstairs is a mad thing.
Brother, I'm used to it now. I breathe in after one stop.
You know?
What you have to do? You have to run.
You run.
If you're heavy breathing, it's from running.
Yeah. It's true.
Not from here. So literally now, just run.
Mickey Garcia's baby boy. All of that, man.
Scudder.
Your queenie.
Anyway. Quick one. Let's get into the first topic. Obviously, we saw Mercedes Moné make a debut at AEW Big Business last week.
I remembered. You have to change your intro.
The Young Bucks connoisseur.
Oh my god!
So,
Young Bucks top five dead or alive.
Oh my that's days!
Why would you disagree that?
Because I don't like that type of. Anyway,
it's same as like watch.
Yeah, I like Young Bucks though, but it's just not my thing. Yeah, it's your boy Sam Blast, Mr. Controversial, underdone. Young Bucks top five dead or alive tag teams of all time. Yeah, we're here.
It's not me. That's doing all, it's Ola.
It sounds crazy coming from Sam.
Oh, it's in my internal.
Yeah.
I'm changing, bro. Growth.
No, this is forced growth.
Just a quick one. Yeah. We had someone in the comments complaining that the intros are too long. I'm so sorry. You have technology, you have a mobile phone, you have a laptop, a computer. You can't just use the mouse to just scrub and go to. Come on, man. Like, we will never change our intros. Never. Even the disclaimer at the beginning, we'll never get rid of it. So I'm so sorry.
It needs to be in there.
Unless you don't want to listen to us anymore, then please stop complaining.
And if you don't listen to us as well, yeah, it's not fine. It's actually not fine. You need to listen to us.
I said it's by force.
By force.
You will listen to us.
You must listen to us. You must. I was a bit baffed. I got on a train, yeah? And after, like, obviously, I got managed to get connection. Me and Laps were together. And I'm seeing the Mercedes Mini. I see AW sign. What the hell? Obviously, I think the
final.
They go back this weekend.
I'm guessing so.
I think it's going forward, isn't it?
In America.
Yeah, it's going forward. I think it's going forward again because I was so confused, man. I was
walking home and I see people in the Discord, oh, Mercedes. I'm like, oh shit, started already. So I've just literally just gone and watched it on my phone. But
apparently she was signed from like last year.
Yeah, she's been signed for a minute. Mm. That's what we tried to tell you.
Okay, fair enough. It's fine.
We've been telling you she's been under their payroll.
Yeah. So what do you guys think of the debut? Was it good?
Yeah.
It was nice. It's good. It's big business for AEW, you know?
Yeah. I'm intrigued to kind of see what happens moving forward because at the end of the day, like we know, she's been signed for a couple of months. We've been making this big song and dance about her coming. She even got the kind of CM Punk treatment of like, yeah, we're going to have a special event, name it after you. And, you know, people had been teasing. She came out, similar to how CM Punk did when he came back for Collision, or when he came back to AEW, sorry. When he came to Rampage, when he came back. She looks good. She looks like she fits in AEW. 100%. She looks very, very happy to be there. Mm-hmm. I think I don't want to make it a negative, but I'm just kind of like, okay, cool. With her being there, you know, we've now seen the women main event. Dynamite, which isn't something that hasn't happened before. We've seen women that main event.
Even onto that same week, women in main event, Dynamite main event, and SmackDown main event of Raw. So it's like a whole ripple effect on the whole scene.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of intrigued to kind of say, okay, cool. She is now in AEW. She seems to be She seems to be the talk of the town. Moving forward, this just has to be a consistent thing of, okay, cool. Are women going to continuously be getting a push under her influence?
Yeah.
Because if it's just her just coming into the company and we're not really seeing anything of note, then yeah, we're fucked. Like, we've been bamboozled.
I think my question is, how impactful is she going to be on the women's division and how good is the women division? Because the reason why I say that is, at the end of the day, I've not really heard anything.
I mean, it's
absolutely spectacular from the women's division. Quote me if I'm wrong.
It's a wait and see.
If you tell me something different,
looking nice. I can't.
They've got good women's wrestling.
It's looking good.
They've got great women's wrestling.
It's looking good.
It's just the booking and the way
the booking is terrible
and the stories that we've been given.
Mm-hmm.
By the grace of God, with Mercedes Moné coming in, that changes everything.
Yeah,
that changes the way they've seen stuff because obviously they've hired Mercedes Moné's Mercedes Moné's best friend. She's a writer. She's right for WWE.
Yeah.
So now that she's coming, I'm sure we'll be getting these great, the great stories that we need.
Well, I can't wait for Soraya and
Mercedes.
That could happen.
Yeah, in the face.
No, that, that will happen. It's not in the face. I don't really care for that because there's way better wrestlers than Soraya, so I don't really give a shit. But I think it's important.
Historical context.
But I think it's important for that match to happen because we know we what the one of the issues that AEW is having with the women's division is that there's no clear cut stories outside of the women's titles. Mm,
yeah.
That's one of the major, major, major drawbacks of the AEW women's division because the talent is there.
Mm.
It's not like the women wrestler are cack and we're just being fed what we're being fed. No, the women are incredible. We've got an amazing roster. The likes of the Jamie Hayters, the Tony Storms, the Deanna. Thunder Roses, Britt Baker,
Serena Deeb.
Bro, there's plenty of women there, but unless women are actually fighting for the world title, outside of that, nothing really matters.
But do you think that's a AEW problem or women's wrestling problem?
It's AEW problem, because WWE are not having that problem.
Yeah,
it's definitely it's been an AEW problem since day one. Like there's never been any like clear cut understanding of where this division is going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I use this word all the time, but
fluctuates.
It fluctuates and there's peaks and troughs when it comes to women's division.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, cool, we're always going to get good wrestling when we can, but then some of the matches that we're getting from, like, it's like we're having barn burners on AEW Dark with women, and it's like, why is this match in this story being told on the AEW Dark? I get you don't have enough TV time for everyone, but then you're putting, like, there's certain squash matches that we've probably seen on a Dynamite that we don't actually need, where we could potentially get a women, like, what was the women's match that we got where the women were bleeding? It was
Bunny versus you're talking about Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa, or the Bunny?
No, that match was already on that match main event.
You're talking about Bunny and
Bunny
and what's her name? And
Anna Jay.
Anna Jay versus
Penelope, and all of them. Yeah. Bro, even was it Kira Hogan? And no, it wasn't Kira Hogan.
Big Swole versus Diamante.
Was there colour in that match?
Wait, what match?
Were they bleeding?
There was a match where women were bleeding. Yeah, they were bleeding within the first. Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, like there's plenty of terrific women. It's just that the stories outside of the women's title, there's nothing of note. And if there is something of note, it's not being told on Dynamite or a Rampage or a Collision. It was being told on AEW Dark or Dark Elevation, which I think is horrible. Like, it's terribly wrong. And with Soraya coming into AEW, a lot of people thought, okay, cool. This is someone that's a star in the previous company. She's going to be able to move the needle and make women's wrestling out.
Mm-hmm.
Really and truly, nothing happened.
Nothing changed.
If anything, it became a bit worse, if I'm being honest. It became
the whole All In situation where they basically just passed her the title, that was a bit weird as well, because I just feel like there was no really like any like groundwork built for that.
There was no foundation.
It was just a moment.
And it kind of left a stain on her a bit, because I thought that if she didn't get that, all would have been fine. Obviously, she went out there, she won the title. The week after that, we were expecting madness from her, because that's what we expect from AEW, and we didn't really get that. So,
do you know why that story left a stain? Because we'll get in the AEW Originals versus the Outcast. It was going nowhere. Then they ended up putting a world title on Tony Storm, and then Tony Storm ended up losing. Then they've now put the belt on Soraya. It's like, no, this story could have been told without any inclusion of the world title.
Yeah.
Everybody thought that, you know, this story with the Outcast and AEW Ridges was going to go into like a blood and guts and something.
Or
Anarchy in the Arena. Nothing came from it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems like, okay, you want to tell these stories with the women, but you don't want to tell it to the fullest capacity.
Yeah.
Because really and truly, the men, like, of course, we enjoy the men's stuff, but bro, I want us to be able to talk about the women, like, the way that we revere Fina. Athena's run the past year has been fucking phenomenal. But the same way that we talk about Athena's run, I want to be able to talk about many women on AEW. Athena's doesn't even wrestle on AEW.
It's crazy.
She wrestles in the Ring of Honor. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
So for Athena to be considered one of the best in the company, and she doesn't even wrestle on the main show, it just goes to show that, okay, cool. Things need to be done here.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. Do you feel like now that Mercedes is here, the standard and expectation for the women's division are gonna have to increase?
They absolutely have to.
They can't mess around anymore. They actually have to prioritize this division and prioritize storylines, because you've bought in Mercedes Moné, big money. You can't disappoint her now, because if she now gets upset,
The competitors are going to...
I don't want to be that guy. We'll get another CM Punk situation.
Bro, Mercedes will leave. We've seen this it time and time again.
This is when Mercedes
is not satisfied with something, she will pack her bag and she will go because she knows her worth.
Do you know what it is? It reminds me of Austin back in the day. They wanted him to job to someone, and he left.
He left.
And they patterned up.
The Rock flamed him the next week.
But I feel like with the way Tony Khan has been doing... as we're moving the last couple of weeks with the acquisition of Deonna Purrazza, bringing back Serena Deeb, I feel like he wants to make his wrongs right.
I hope so, but with
Mercedes Moné coming, she's on a contract where she can also. I think big up to the guy NK and Earl on Commissioner's Corner. I think they mentioned that Mercedes Moné's contract is similar contract to what Hulk Hogan had in WCW, where she can also have a say in creative. As well as what he had, Zor.
Did not learn from
that's a good argument.
It's good though. I think if someone like Mercedes Moné, I don't think he's gonna do anything mad. Unless if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
On that sort of vibe. If there's like arguments in the camp, whatever, which I doubt will happen ever again. They're gonna probably learn from their lesson here. It's kind of slack here.
Let's see what Moné does. I want to, but it's a given. Like, I don't want to say it's going to happen, but people disagree all the time. And when you put something like that in someone's contract, I can't lie.
This is a legend, don't take this for if
this is actually true, just leave the writing to the writing and you just stick to the wrestling. It's simple as that. Don't complicate the two because then
I don't think it's on the Discord.
But then I'll be real with the way the women's division is in AEW, she deserves it.
Yeah,
she needs it because really and truly, I feel like the way I look at Mercedes is someone she looks like someone that's not necessarily coming in for the betterment of herself because she could go anywhere in the world. I think for her, she sees an opportunity to be able to cement her legacy. She's done as much as she can in WWE. I think there's more for her to do in WWE, but for you to now go to a new company and start new grounds, this is a place where you can now start from fresh and nobody, like you can rebuild your legacy from here and continue to be one of the best in the world. I feel like she's not the type of person where she will go into a place where it's just self-serving. I feel like she's definitely like, even if she does have creative control, I think it's for the betterment of the division as opposed to, you know what, I'm just here for the sake of, I want to win, I want to do this, I want to do that. I don't look at Michelle as well. She's never seemed like that.
That's one of the reasons why she left WWE, because of they were messing around with the women's tag team division.
Like she was open to losing the tag belts.
Don't disrespect the ting, Tony. You've paid
what matches you guys want to see from her?
I want to see a referral. And this is because she mentioned that she wants to go to Mexico.
She wants to go everywhere.
She wants to go to Mexico, England, UK. I think she mentioned Japan again.
Spain.
That's where Amira was as well. Do you know Amira?
Shout out to Amira.
She wants to come to the UK. So I think if she wants to do the UK thing, I'll say a referral would be proper fitment for her. But it's Alex Windsor.
100%.
Book that. Even, I don't know if there's like a battle. I don't know.
There's plenty
of names there. We can mention Rey Leverkusen. We can even mention Sky Stimson. We can even mention
Sapphire Reed, there's bare names, Kanji.
Do you know how crazy this is? Because anywhere Mercedes goes right now, their stock is going up. Their stock is going up. If she goes to Revs Pro, that stock is up. That's like The Rock coming into your company, bro. Literally.
What's her name again?
Austin.
No, Aurora. She versus TNA. She got signed to TNA recently.
Danny Luna
versus Mercedes Moné. Put that tonight. There's many matches bro, in the States, in the UK, as well as everywhere else. In AEW, I want to see Britt Baker versus Mercedes Moné. That's the match I want to see, and I miss Britt Baker on TV. I'll tell you that.
I think she's on the way back. They said no.
Yeah, she's on the way back.
What's the injury?
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
That should be interesting.
Deonna Purrazzo, Tony Storm, like outside of this gimmick.
It's done. Cool. I'm sorry.
I don't think the gimmick is done. I think the gimmick as world champion is done.
Oh, okay.
I would be happy with her doing this gimmick with like a TBS title. It's away from like the main title.
Who else?
Thunder Rosa, Penelope Ford.
Penelope Ford, she's there.
Yeah, she's still in AEW.
Nightingale.
Yeah, Willow, Athena.
There's matches, though. There's matches.
Cristalander,
Queen Aminata.
Holy smoke.
The women's division is cold, bro.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying to you.
Bro, even outside of AW, like Lady Frost, like there's bare women.
Lady
like,
Frost is cold.
There's hella women that she could wrestle. I'd love to see in House of Glory. DPW would be cold.
Yeah. Hey.
Beyond, like, bro, there's so many. Like, I'd love to see her in PWG, even though they do their show like 2-3 times and release their footage 5 years later. Even Ronda Rousey, like, bro, like,
I think she
might be retired now.
I would have thought she'd worked at Bloodsport, but she didn't get a call.
I think she's done the rest. Fair enough.
She's done
some stuff.
I actually want to see Mercedes versus Soraya. Simply because there's a storyline there.
Yeah.
And it's not every day you get to watch a storyline of someone coming back from injury facing the person that injured them. So
it's deep.
Yeah, from a storyline perspective, that I think that will be something that's definitely interesting.
You see, something like that don't need the title.
I'm okay.
Yeah,
okay. I'm going to the title. Good.
There's plenty of matchups for her, man. I feel like she's definitely going to change it. I just feel like, look, let's be honest here.
Karushida. AW have got an amazing women's roster. Like,
the
division itself, the booking is just wayward.
Sky Blue.
I don't really rate Sky Blue, but I think versus Sky Blue. Sky Blue is a terrific loser. I'll be real. You know that person where you put them in the match here. The match is a fun match, but this person can eat a pin. She's improved a lot in it. She's just not my cup of tea.
Right. I hear it still.
Yeah, looking forward to what she's going to do. She's speaking tonight, so we'll hear what she's going to say tonight.
Yeah.
What she's going to call our first opponent.
Do you think she might wrestle at Dynasty?
She should.
When is Dynasty?
Next week. Next week?
No, 21st April.
21st episode.
There's enough time. There's enough time to put something in place.
Okada versus Eddie Kingston for the belt tonight.
Yeah.
I thought that match should have been at Dynasty.
What are you guys thinking when it comes to that?
I want Okada.
Okada's taking it.
Whoop his ass. I want Eddie Kingston to lose every single belt. I want Eddie Kingston to lose every single belt. It's enough.
I don't know but I want him to drop kick me at every single corner of the ring.
I want Eddie Kingston to lose every single belt, man. Every single, like, even
it's just for one belt.
It's time.
So Continental.
I thought the same.
I think Tony Khan is.
You got excited.
I think he's now seen the error of his ways with this whole triple crown thing. It doesn't make sense.
Which is okay.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
I'd rather you see the error of your ways than.
I feel like if it was just one person that was now called the triple crown, fair. Yeah. Eddie Kingston got what he wanted. He got a triple crown for 3 belts that mean nothing at this point. So now it's time to lose it.
I can't lie. Now that the Continental title's here, it needs to be elevated. If you're giving it to Okada, it has to be elevated.
I think it music playing, you know.
Sorry, man.
But that's all good. So it's
about your battery. Listen, if Okada gets that belt, we are getting bangers every week.
Bangers and mash.
Every week.
Dizzy.
I hear it.
When Okada does that drop kick at the 17th minute of the match, this is over.
From that's his 17th minute.
It's going to be fun.
Eddie Kingston is talented. I really do like Eddie Kingston as an in-ring worker. I think he's an amazing promo as well. I just feel like sometimes I just get very
it's cosplay sometimes.
It's a lot because it's like, don't get me wrong, I'm all for someone like shouting how much they love Japanese wrestling,
which is okay.
Japan, which is amazing.
I mean, look at me.
It's like, you're not the first person to have this type of style.
Yeah.
Homicide wrestles the exact same way as you. Even better.
Do you know what I mean?
There's so many wrestlers that he came up with that wrestle a similar style, whether it's King's Road, whether it's Strong Style, they all have that same type of love and same type of reverence for All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
But when you've now made it your whole character, I look at you more as the All Japan guy as opposed to a New York guy. Like, for me, I'd rather you just talk about Joe's Pizza or fucking egg and cheese.
New York culture.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I would have preferred that.
I would like a culture wrestler. We have not. Who's the next culture wrestler after that? Is there any culture wrestler in AEW like that?
What do you mean?
And that cultural wrestler, that wrestler, like you said.
You can tell where they're
the
from.
The big nigga cheese, the whole, I'm New York.
No. I mean, Private Party, I like that, but that's not their gimmick.
That's not their gimmick,
But if you see, like, I watch a lot of their vlogs. They're very much like New Yorkers, But they never really play.
In the landscape of wrestling as a whole, though, do you think there's actually...
A cultural wrestler?
Loads of them.
Chick Williams.
He's from South Carolina.
He's always had trying to come with that whole thing.
Yeah.
Kamala Hayes, culture wrestler as well. I'll say Logan Paul to an extent of where he's from. He's
always big up where he's from. Where's he from?
Ohio.
He's always big enough where he's from.
Gunther's a culture wrestler, but the problem is, obviously, I don't know if he's from that country or not.
Austria. He's from Austria.
He's from Austria.
So there we go.
Yeah, so I think we need that. But obviously, like you said, chime in here and there.
Don't get me wrong. Like I love the fact that he bigs up the wrestling he enjoys. But at the same time, it's very much it's becoming like masturbatory at this point.
Rotted.
Hey. No, it's becoming masturbatory to the sense where it's like it's borderline becoming personality. And I've watched Eddie Kingston from like CZW times.
Yeah,
he's more than that.
Yeah, even if he's evolved stuff,
he rarely mentioned All Japan.
What? You're saying his character's eating him alive, basically.
His love for Japanese wrestling is overpowering who he is actually as a person.
Okay.
If you watch a lot of his shoot interviews as well, of course he shows pays homage to the stuff he loves, but it just doesn't make it about him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like when I first heard of Eddie Kingston, I knew about his love for DMX. Now it's just Kobashi. Like that's all he talks about. Yeah. It's Kobashi. He's here. I'm a rapper, yo. I'm gonna change one day. Man. Sorry. I'm gonna keep quiet.
Hey, why finish, man?
Why, man?
Why finish, man?
I'm sorry.
We moved. and that, obviously, the same show we had the tag team brackets. I don't think we spoke this last week. Tag team brackets were announced. People are saying the whole bracket basically is written that it's going to have FTR versus Young Bucks in the final. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. There you go.
I've seen enough.
How many super kicks and demolition what are we going to see, bro?
It's too much.
Granted, the match will be good.
We're going to get some.
I was already doing some hints about Monet, but I'm doing that.
You're
going to
get some.
You'll see it anyway.
You got a taxi back there.
I'm chilling.
Don't pull out taxi
back. I'm enjoying the vibe. Yeah. It's good up.
There's
two wildcard spots, isn't there?
So one of them has already been taken
by
which I'm happy about. I wanted to see the infantry.
House of Black. Yeah.
A lot of people are not happy about it. But do you want my thing is, the tag division kind of reminds me of the women's division at the moment, where it's like, if it's not about the tag team belts, there's nothing outside of that. And it's become very much the Bucks and FTR's division. I feel like those two teams having two reigns at a piece at this point, it's now time for others to be able to come through and shine now.
Yeah.
I get it from a business perspective. It might be a thing of, okay, cool. These are the people that will draw the most money at a pay-per-view. But then how do you expect for people to be hot on new acts if you don't actually push them?
Absolutely.
That's the one thing I'm trying to get my head over, because of course people will say, it's all about money. It's about pay-per-view wise. This and that. Tony Khan might be a bit apprehensive about pushing new people, but that's the problem. You're not pushing new people. So how do you know whether these people are going to get over or not? And we can't say that they're not over, because let's say, for example, like an infantry, you can't say that the crowd don't know who the infantry are. They wrestled the same exact crowd on that same night that they're doing, I think it's Dynamite filming they're doing. Before that, they'll do Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
So it's the exact same crowd. So the crowd know who they are.
Yeah.
Of course, maybe the internet might be a bit different, but
of course,
fam, I just want Tony Khan to book with his cojones now. Just be a bit more ballsy with your booking. Stop playing it safe. He's been playing it safe.
Like I said to you, I feel like he's trying to right his wrongs here.
I'd hope so.
This new era of AEW is bringing, obviously, with the Will Ospreay, the Mercedes Moné, Okada. Obviously, he's trying to prove a point here. I'm trying to write everything right, do everything right. So that's why this tag team thing, I've got high hopes for it.
I'll believe it when he stops this talent acquisition stuff going on.
I genuinely think
no more hiring. Use everyone that you've got and show us what you're gonna do.
We had infantry on the thing recently.
Yeah. No, I genuinely think that I think I was saying it a couple episodes ago. I was saying now that he's got his Osprey, Okada, Mane, the ship will now sell.
Yeah, the ship should sell.
He's got his roster. Granted, I still believe it's too big. His roster that is...
There's a lot of people on there. There's a lot of people on the
So the brackets as stated. So in the first round we have the Young Bucks versus Private Party. Then we have Undisputed Kingdom versus a wild card. And that wild card is between Best Friends and Don Callis family. Then we've got Ricky Starks and Big Bill versus Top Flight, and FTR versus the Infantry, and the Infantry won the wild card against House of Black. Who do you guys want to see? Okay, I've got two questions.
Yeah.
Yep. Before people say we don't know wrestling, who do you guys think will make the finals? And then the second question is, who do you want to see in the finals? One answer is who you think has wrestling fans, and then second is like just wrestling fans that just enjoys the action and nothing about business.
Just read it again, please.
So first round. So let's talk about first round is Young Bucks, Private Party, Undisputed Kingdom, and a random wild card between Best Friends and Don Callis family, and then Ricky Starks and Big Bill versus Top Flight and FTR versus Infantry. Who do you guys actually think can be in the final?
In the finals,
due to the fact that Young Bucks are going through a bit of a resurgence at the moment. Carl Fletcher and Will Hobbs. That should have been Will Hobbs and Takeshita.
He's representing Don Callis family?
Carl Fletcher and Will Hobbs.
That doesn't take away from that.
I don't think Undisputed Kingdom should be in this match. Thing. They're already Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions.
Yeah.
You could have put another tag team in this.
Just taking up space.
Yeah.
With that being said,
Carl Fletcher's Ring of Honor Tag Team Champion. Why are you in this?
Mm.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
If they really want to push the Don Callis family, it'll be good to put them in the final. Get them way up. Get them all the way up there. I don't know how men will feel about that.
Will Hobbs and Carl Fletcher.
Ash and Abundance. So I'll take that away. Take that away. Oh, do you know what it's written for these men? I can't lie.
And the thing is, the Young Bucks are going through. They're going through a resurgence right now.
They can't lose.
It's impossible.
I think they can lose.
No. With Okada becoming continental champion, they're gonna need their belts too, bro.
The story should be like the first time that Private Party and Young Bucks ever faced off in AEW, Private Party won. I feel like we should get a repeat of that. Yeah. Private Party should upset them.
Yeah.
I think for me, the final I want is Private Party versus Infantry.
Yeah.
I want wrestling to be for niggas again.
Yeah.
Genuinely. I feel like wrestling fans love an underdog story.
Yeah.
Regardless of what draws the most money or not, who gives a fuck? Who's a flying monkey about who gives what? Honestly. Off is the direction that you can fuck. Who gives a flat? Let's put our fantasist hats on.
Yeah.
Who gives a flying fuck about who's yours?
You're right.
What are we gonna get as the fuck is flying? Wow, this is British Airways. Bro, I want to see Infantry versus Infantry versus Private Party.
Yeah.
Wrestling fans love an underdog story.
Mm.
Private Party, they've beaten the Young Bucks before. They've had many chances for the AEW Tag Team Championship.
Yeah.
This could be a good look for them. The Infantry are the underdogs going in. Them getting an upset over the FTR, I don't think many people will be upset about that.
Mm.
They stole their they pretty much stole their way into the beating the wild card.
They were never meant to win, but they managed to win. So if we continue this story, by the time people get to the final, they get to the final, people will root for them. And hopefully they lose. Hopefully they lose. I want private party to win the tag team. Like, I'm a private party. I'm a private party.
Remember, these lot are so young. And they've been in AEW for years now.
Bro, since the inception. Sometimes as wrestling fans, we think too much. And I feel like people put too much stock into like the business side of things. We're not getting paid by it. The business is not for us.
I hear it.
Sometimes just let's look at what we want to see as a fan.
Yeah.
Not what we should see because the data is telling us this. The quarterly draws, like, it means nothing to us. It generally means nothing to us. Me as a wrestling fan, I want to see Infantry versus Private Party. But like you said, we're programmed. It might be FTR versus Young Bucks.
I can't lie. Why?
I shouldn't be surprised. That's it.
Surprise
me.
I want to close my
eyes and hit the pinata. And there's money.
I can't lie. Ricky Starks and Big Bill, what's their business in this?
They're former tag team champions.
Yeah, but are they really officially a tag team?
They're former
champions.
I just feel like there's two single wrestlers just coming together.
They work together.
The way they won the title as well was sick as well.
So you reckon they're going to still be a tag team for the foreseeable future?
Hopefully.
Another 2-3 years.
Maybe not 2-3 years, but
6 months.
That's maybe like a year or so.
They're good together.
I feel like Big Bill has just been such a good utility man. Like, no matter who you pair him up with,
he's a monster.
He's been really dope, bro. Well, whether it be with Lee Moriarty, whether it be with Brian Cage, Ricky Starks, and he's been good.
I remember
he's a big man that AEW should push, you know.
Bro,
he's actually a monster.
He's a big man that AEW
should push. He's actually very good.
Big Bill.
No, fuck that. He's actually very good.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. He's charismatic as well. Since he left the A, he's been amazing.
That's his redemption arc. That's his redemption arc.
He's charismatic as well. It's not often you get the big guy with a bit of charisma. I mean, he's got that, isn't it?
So I'll say you there is
plenty of big men with charisma. Okay. Not in AEW. Because you look at the landscape. Our friend Wardlow is not really.
Strongly believe, Wardlow needs to probably
leave.
Go to NXT and basically build his character again. Or even just like, because I feel like he has a lot of voice in.
It's mad because he's so talented.
You know what I mean? I feel like if he came to Thing, because look. Like, I'm not trying to compare him, but Obafemi, you've seen what Obafemi is doing right now.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if Bron Breakker, crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure if Wardlow would come step into NXT, this guy will be the next big thing. It will be the next big thing. I swear to you, brother. Am I lying? I think he.
I see the vision of Wardlow in NXT.
Bro,
it makes sense.
It would be cold. I can see the way Shawn Michaels even position this guy, fam. Straight,
just monster.
Yeah. Ball. The vignettes. Bow. Even the symphony. Bro.
It's just
problem simple. We working.
I hear it.
It's a serious problem for AEW right now because they invested a lot. So I feel like they kind of have to stick to it until they get it right.
And they will get it right.
Or until his contract ends.
Or they start letting people go.
Yeah, Wardlow for NXT, I'm with it, man. I can't lie to you.
Get him in there, man. Get him in there. Shawn Michaels, looking at it. It's not really bad. Some days, bad guys. you guys tuned into the Rock concert on SmackDown?
Sorry to throw back.
I'm back.
I mean, I'm joking.
You guys tuned to the Rock concert?
Can we just...
I know
SmackDown.
Yeah.
The Rock's come out, the electricity. I thought, okay, wonderful.
I
lost my mind. I said he's the best.
Hollywood Rock theme.
That's it. R.I.P. Eddie Gr- Rock is my second best.
Yeah.
I just made me so the energy. It's too much.
You've done it. You know what you're doing. It's too much.
This is real.
For me, the whole, it's too much. He knows what he's doing. The swag, everything. He's the man.
It's excellent.
It's too much.
It's excellent.
At 50, even when he does the eyebrow, the camera comes and it's too much.
The camera
Sorry. He's already owned the ring before he even comes in. Yeah. And then when he comes in and he talks, that's mad.
It's a wide angle. It's the wide angle. Come on.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't block us, please.
It's
a wide angle you see of him just standing like that. And it's the block of the back.
Bro,
the bomber ball. He's
a superhero. He's a superhero, bro.
Oh my God.
It's so bad.
You tuning
in? No, tuning in for the concert, yeah. When I saw the Discord talking about it, I was like, yeah, I can't. I have to tune in. The song was cold as well.
It's crazy because
I feel like he almost got
him as a babyface. We almost had Rock as a babyface.
Yeah, no, I'm happy.
But he came back. He came back generic, black singlet, all of that stuff. Look at him now, drip.
It's even the online promos that he's cutting as well.
Yeah,
it's
the direction you come from.
Yeah, like I feel he's doing some good work, man. Yeah. Genuinely. I'll be real, like when he first came back, I was a bit apprehensive. I was thinking, you know what, I don't really want to see him versus Roman. I don't want it, but like after the press conference when he aligned himself with Roman, things have been cooking, and like him coming in week to week, and I've been seeing the highlights of, you know, just his promos. I'm thinking,
Mama Rose,
Mama Rose,
Mama Rose,
he's killing so much, man.
Man said every single week we're seeing The Rock. Could you have pictured this 2 years ago?
Is he here this week?
Yeah.
Is he? He was here this week. He was here last week.
Next
year, the week
after. But at some point, him. Cody need to do face to face. Because like them sending shots to each other from different shows.
I was saying that Cody should be his first title defense at Saudi on the E yesterday. Guys that tuned in yesterday, big up to you guys tuned in. I said that after Cody beats Roman, we should get a program with Rock. And Cody, and that should be the first of this. I think Rock should pin Cody.
Huh?
Rock should definitely pin Cody at that tag team match.
Okay, yeah. So
then I was thinking about
that. Go on. Rules, yeah, that's go on. Everyone. That's what you can get. And I said, I'm praying to God every day, yeah. What? Dustin Rhodes needs to come down that ramp. Dustin Rhodes needs to come down that ramp. Please, don't.
It will be
please.
Mad. It will
come be on, mad. Please.
Tony.
Visual. Imagine that. Hey, visual.
If hate takes off.
If he comes out as Goldust in the week, he's killed it. I'm so sorry.
Everyone loses their mind.
If he comes in with his half his pain, like the red and blue, and he comes in with the gloves, and he's got a t-shirt with the cut off sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there, fam.
Then
we know it's Cody's time.
I'm coming with the H&M denim.
Yeah, denim pads. Cowboy boots.
Yeah. Cowboy boots. The whole thing, fam.
I think that's possible.
I'm still not convinced by Rock, though, in terms of him being on Roman's side.
What's his game plan?
Genuinely, because when he was.
I want the title all to myself. I'm the final boss.
Yes.
Respect me.
I think he's going to screw Roman. I think he's going to be the reason why Roman loses.
I don't want that to happen.
But at the same, this is why.
But that's stupid. That's gonna ruin Cody.
Yeah,
Cody needs to beat Cody.
What, just one on one, like
beat him up, like beat him. Obviously, if you get the whole tap in there, I don't mind that. But no one should intervene in that match.
But if Solo is going to intervene, then people need to intervene.
Do you know what?
That's the thing. Remember, I said this last year. Even if people do come and interfere in this match, and Cody gets help, Cody doesn't look like the weak person. This has been years of tyranny from Roman Reigns. Yeah. He deserves to lose this way, bro. The amount of people that have bad faith in Roman has and the bloodline have dismantled over the years. It's only right that people do come and help Cody.
I look at this,
The Rock is coming every single week. He's cutting promos. He's selling this match.
Yes, he is.
Roman does not give a shite. Shite is like, he doesn't give a damn. Who is the person to save this company? It has to be Cody.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, it doesn't matter if the whole roster come, it doesn't matter if the whole universe come and defeat Roman. Cody has to be the one to leave with the belt so WWE can move forward.
Yeah.
And then once we now see Roman in his phase where
he's just lost it. Like he's lost what like, he can't be the tribal chief anymore. What about it's done.
What about if Roman still retains at WrestleMania?
It's stupid.
Sam, never happened.
It's over.
Bro, they'll be right.
It's done, man. It's done.
They'll be right. Let's go to Hollywood. WWE 2K24 should be like,
what? No,
I would like Cody to win. It's your time now.
Cody,
we need to see Roman have a mental breakdown.
I need to see the blood and walk away from him as well.
Yeah,
I need to see him talking to Solo, and Solo just walks away.
Someone asked a question.
Yes, it is Solo.
Do you reckon that the match between Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso should have been a stipulation match? And I said yes, should have been an I Quit match.
Yeah,
head division.
Go on.
The I Quit match is basically a thing where Mech said on Jay's behalf, Jay should leave WWE permanently.
And on
Jimmy's half, Jimmy should leave the bloodline permanently.
That's a good push.
So if Jimmy leaves the bloodline, that's one way to pull Jimmy out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solo's probably going to get fed up and leave eventually. But if it's a thing where it's like, he beats him up and he's like, Joe, Jay, I need you back in my, Jimmy, I need you back in my life. Or, and he's like, you're brothers. And he beats him and they're both winning. Look at each other and they give a big hug. And after Jimmy leaves the bloodline, it's done. I think that should be a stipulation, just to have the crack in the bloodline there.
I'm not gonna say, when you're saying things like that, me knowing I'm going to be in the arena, bro. Oh my god,
this match has to bang.
Nah, it's
because WWE already have WWE are not beating allegations with brother versus brother matches at Mania. There's only been one good brother versus brother match.
Mm.
Matt Hardy versus Jeff was shit. If this match is shit as well, then we're done.
We're done. It's over.
What do you mean?
What did you enjoy?
What Kane versus... Taker? You're thinking Kane Taker?
Oh,
Guys, I can't lie to you. Loading bar, we're done. Everybody, thank you for attending. But it's time to go. It's time to go home.
And if you keep that JJ plus the bell, he touches the
throttle. I can see Rikishi pulling up, maybe.
I want him to pull up.
He needs to pull up.
I see his podcast.
No, he has to pull up.
It's not just him. After Sika, everybody.
I can't lie. This is that family. This is their WrestleMania.
Everyone.
Every even grandfather, the uncle, they're all there, bro.
I'm going to say it again.
Tell him again.
I'm going to say it again. You might probably agree with me. I think Jacob Fatty is going to probably show face pretty soon. Very soon.
Apparently, Booker T's been working on it, though.
He's been writing stuff online, yeah. Obviously, I know that. Today he wrote, obviously, we have to give thanks to God every day. That's a given.
Yeah,
but I've never seen him do it like the way he's doing it today.
Thank
you, God, my Lord and Savior.
Yeah, I see that.
We were like, why are you writing that for? And after he was like, I say that every day. Because no, you haven't
said that. someone can't give thanks to the Lord again.
Come on.
That big bag.
I don't know, man. This guy.
I'll be saying thank the Lord.
I'll say randomly anyway.
I thank the Lord every day, but I can't lie. This one online, I'm like,
I don't think he's coming. I don't think he's going to be.
Can I ask a question?
What?
With the way how they're talking about this bloodline thing and the way it's going to be around for years, they say, do you think this will end up, maybe I'm too early in saying this, but do you think it will end up being WWE's version of Bullet Club in terms of if it goes on for too long, people are...
Outrageous statement. I can't lie.
Do you think?
Outrageous. Only one WWE type of Bullet Club, and that's DX. It's generational.
I
think you're missing
it. No, but I'm saying...
He's asking more from a time length period where it's like, it's going on for so long that people are getting tired of it and it's running dry.
Because at the beginning, it was great. We've got the Sammy stuff. We've got the Cody stuff. Now we've got Cody part... We've got Cody part two, and that's supposed to be, well, everyone's saying endgame. After this, what? Maybe Roman Rock is the next arc.
Let me give you an analogy.
No, but you hear what I'm saying.
The thing is, yeah,
I don't think it's even gonna be like the Bullet Club, because the thing with Bullet Club is a rotating faction.
Yeah.
You can't rotate, like, family naturally rotates. Yeah. It's family.
Yeah. Kind of like Malibu.
Yeah, that's yours.
That's yours. It's yours. That's yours. Just Nah, what's it called? With family,
yeah.
Like, it's generations of bloodline. Like, we've been getting itches of the bloodline from when Roman Reigns was in the Shield and he tapped the
Usos.
So I don't think people will get bored of it. It's just different iterations. Because like Roman, like The Rock said at the press conference, like, the family runs deep. So the bloodline is not even necessarily just the WWE.
Yeah,
the bloodline
is
all of the family and their story lies with this story in one way or the other. So I don't think people get tired of it. How can you get tired of a family? It's just a different chapter of the story.
Yeah.
Like, Cody's story will end, but that doesn't mean that the bloodline story is done.
Yeah, no, of course. That's why I was like,
how can people get bored?
Yeah.
That's like people get, like, that's like, it's us, man, now giving wrestlings to our children and people saying, oh, yeah, I'm tired of wrestlings. You guys have been down for too long. You guys and your ancestors have been eating McDonald's for 50,000 years. You guys are not tired of this. How can you be tired of a family? Come on, man. And the story will be different as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because if they now decide to get like a Zilla or a Jacob Fatu at some point, it's still the bloodline. It's just a different iteration of the story.
Yeah.
My father, Umaga, was the original tribal chief. What?
No, 100.
Zilla will. Bro, there's a whole. I'm even surprised, yeah. They haven't even got the interaction with Nia Jax yet.
This one, there's still
and even Naomi coming. I'm not gonna say that. They're best friends as it is. They're family.
No, 100.
They were on that bloodline tree anyway.
I think they've done like a little.
Oh, yes.
I think even
Naya said in an interview, she mentioned something about the bloodline anyway. Saying I'm rooting for my family and whatever.
They need to pack that in.
With this bloodline story, there's still meat on the bone, isn't it? So
yeah, there'll definitely be a lot of meat on the bone. There's like, like I said, there's big.
This guy's just all that knows what he's doing. All that knows what he's doing and stuff. All I said that he looked at you. It's Honor's fault, man. We are sponsored by Rafe Drinks, Wrestling's 10. If you want your non-carbonated energy drink, Wrestling's 10 is in the bio. Click on it.
Now let me look into the guys. I'm gonna stop.
I do feel like at some point, if they are going to continue this bloodline story, and they're obviously going to have like a new iteration of it, I would like to see the women play a part.
Yeah,
absolutely. I would like to see the Nia Jaxes. I would like to see the Tamina Snookers. Yeah. I would like to see the Naomi's kind of like.
Isn't Tamina like? Is she retired?
Is she?
No, she's not. She's someone they bring back sporadically.
I think she did retire though.
I don't think she's fully retired.
I said she retired. She everyone was like, thank you to me. Everyone said, thank you to me now. And she's done.
Oh, is it? Maybe she bought them cookies. Who knows, man?
Maybe she'll come back and manage.
She'll come back.
Maybe she bought them cookies.
What was she saying?
For them to say thank you.
The rock.
You know what I mean? Like, if someone brings me cookies, I'm going to say thank you. Okay. Not just because they're retired. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about New Japan Cup, really. We saw Yota Tsuji. Is it a Gene Blaster?
Yeah,
I managed to catch the last 10 minutes of the match. These men were going blow for blow, bro.
Listen, one thing I'll say, you see Hiroki Goto, yeah. I can't think of any. He is the ultimate perennial loser. He's someone that he's won the New Japan Cup 3 times, he's won the G1 Climax once. He's always, like, when it comes to the finals, I don't think there's anybody better than him.
Yeah.
But when it comes to winning the big one,
can't do it.
Impossible. He can't do it. But he's an amazing tag team wrestler as well. The match was great. I'm happy that Yota Tsuji won. A lot of people assumed that before the I don't think people could Goto a win. I think a lot of people prior to the tournament thought David Finlay was going to win, which I'm happy he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We are now in the Gene Blaster era.
I see that.
Hopefully, New Japan do the right thing and put the world title on Yota Tsuji. Mm-hmm. Again, let's forget about the money side of things, who's a draw, this and that. Let's think about what would look good visually.
Mm-hmm.
How can we encourage people to You know, how can sometimes you just have to push people to the deep end,
yeah,
regardless of whether we think people are ready or not.
He looks like a champion, though.
Yeah, he's got, he's the part, got a
character for it.
Yeah. He's been ready.
Only last week, we were talking about New Japan's inability to prepare for people like Okada and Ospreay leaving.
This is the guy.
This is now the platform for you to go and push this guy.
And this is what I was saying. when obviously we're having a chat here, and obviously NK was saying how they haven't prepared, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like there's a new generation coming in, and that it takes time for that to happen.
Absolutely.
And we've got it earlier than expected. Mm-hmm. Kind of left, a month ago or something now. He's there. Put him on there, innit?
I think NK was saying more in the sense of these people should have been in the mix.
Already.
So even if, even before we got the non-driven of Okada leaving, these are people that should have been in the mix, and we should be looking at, like, okay, cool, this is someone I can see as the next champion, as opposed to like, okay, cool, they're not really doing as much, but this is someone I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, okay, now that we've seen it, okay, cool, he's won the New Japan Cup. Go all the way with it.
Let's go, man.
Yeah. Go all the way with it.
Let's go. Yeah, guy's a star, man.
Yeah, big.
Yeah,
he looks good, man. You see, obviously, I was introduced to him through New Japan.
Not New Japan, through Ref Pro. Yeah, we've done his excursion here.
I think he was great. He was actually immense.
Yeah.
Man was beating man up. He was doing stuff that I'd never seen before. Like, I think he had a match at Shota, first time I saw him.
Hopefully, you know, the booking makes sense, and he beats Naito, and then he beats John Moxley.
Naito and John Moxley.
Okay. But hopefully, Finn beats him.
Wait, Naito and Mox is before?
After. Nick MF just called out Tomohiro Ishii.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, called out Mustafa Ali's facing Takashi.
Wow.
In Chicago. So, yeah,
Mustafa Ali.
Yeah.
Madness.
He's killing.
Where is this? Just in indies, he's killing it, man. He's killing it. He said he's an XW champion. Well deserved. I don't think he defended it, but big up Mustafa Ali, he's killing it, he deserved it, man. And the thing is, with Ali, everyone was saying, oh, free this guy, you know, free Ali, let's see what he can do. This is him now showing what Kaya.
Guys, as I said before, 50% off today, WWE Champion. I'm going to put the code in the description, so I'm like, make sure you guys go check out the code in the description. Also, click on the link in the description as well. Basement Grooves as well, 31st. Make sure you guys grab your tickets.
And come and celebrate the March Boys, man. Celebrate me and my big bro.
Come on,
you know what I mean? Shots on Blacks, is it?
Guys, just made a watch party. Make sure you guys
Come to
and also watch party competition as well, man. Let us pause again.
If you are from London, make sure you put in the comments, I am from London, and who your favorite wrestler is. And we'll also do this on Twitter as well. So if you're on Twitter and you see this video, please come to the video and whatever. And yeah, man.
Are we giving a guess or is it just them two? Just one.
Sir?
Is it them and a guest or just one?
Come on, we have money to make. You know what? You and another person. We'll comp two tickets for you. Combination.
Trust me, combination. You're lucky. You're very lucky.
You know what I mean?
What else? Anything else?
Appreciate you guys supporting as always. Make sure you guys continue to like, comment, subscribe. If you want extra content, please join the membership. Come and join the Discord. We're going to have news on Discord for like just general, just advertising our podcast and for just to build more of a community, because we want to chat to you guys, you know what I mean? And, you know, we want to hear from you guys a bit more often.
Mm-hmm.
To those of you saying our intro is too long, tough titty.
Life's hard, isn't it?
Tough titty. zoom forward or listen to the audio.
Zoom forward.
We'll listen to the audio. You don't have to see our pretty faces.
That is funny.
And yeah, man, God bless every single one of you that tune in every single week, man. It's just not easy. But we do it for you guys, and we're glad that you guys enjoy it, whether you guys are listening on your way to work, whether you guys are watching whilst you're washing plates or whilst you're in the gym or whilst you're at work. Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys don't actually have to spare an hour of your time to listen to us, and you guys do it. So let's make some noise for the people.
We love you, man.
We love you guys. And big shouts to our Discord members as well, our YouTube members. Oh. In the next episode, we will try to shout out every single one of
every
you.
Every single name, yeah.
Because we need to do that.
So yes,
thank you, man. Blacks have something to say.
No, I'm just glad that, I don't know who commented last week on YouTube, but I'm glad some of you find me funny, even though I'm very serious, but I'm glad some of you find me funny.
I'm very serious.
Serious,
I'm funny.
Yeah, shout out Blackstone.
Yeah, big up Blackstone.
You know what I mean? I've got the merch. It looks cold.
Shooter.
You know what I mean? Straight shooter.
The Rim Leaper.
You know what I mean? He's probably one, well.
The Rim Leaper.
He's one of my favourite wrestlers.
I misheard that.
No, he's definitely one of my favourites. Hustle Man, I just like the way. You know what I mean? The Hitman. But big up Freddie Blackstone, man. Sick match, man, for real.
Also, April 16, Hustle in the Colour Factory.
Let's go.
First ever steel cage ever. You don't want to miss this.
We're going to be recording a reaction to put online.
You have to be.
Yeah, I've got to click the GoPro to the thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, listen, I'm going to click the GoPro to
If you're not there, don't message me saying, I should have come. I told you. We've told you week after week. Mm-hmm. Come to Hustle.
This is the place.
Join our Discord. You'll get, you know, exclusive membership to when these shows start. Bro, you don't want to miss out. April 16, Steel Cage.
Blacks, Bills.
Yeah?
Bills.
Bills?
Bills.
Bills?
Bills. What's it? Let's wrap.
that's what I told my colleague. Shout out to security.
Bills.
I've been laughing.
Don't worry.
Your boy Sam Blacks.
Hola.
Timekeeper Laps.
Wrestling Podcast. Wrestling Podcast, the coolest wrestling podcast in the world. I love the man them, we love you. Bye the man them.
For the man them.
Bow.